A disproportionate number of the state's lowest paid workers are people of color, and nearly 3 in 4 households are forced to spend more than half their income on housing. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says these families are at an increasing risk of losing their homes.
A 2-individual household would need to be making between $50,000 and $75,000 in order to afford a rental in Colorado. And that's much higher than our current minimum wage would allow if somebody was working 40 hours a week.
Cities across Colorado have taken steps to grow their inventory of affordable housing. In 2015, Denver passed the Affordable Housing Fund, which Alderman says has helped get more affordable housing into the pipeline. But she adds that the city has also repealed the zoning measure requiring developers to make a certain percentage of residential units affordable. Alderman worries that not-for-profit developers will not be able to develop enough middle to low-income housing on their own to meet current and future demands. She says for-profit companies need to do their part to fill in the affordable housing gap. Because there currently are no incentives for developers to shift away from building high-end units, Alderman says state lawmakers may need to step in.
Clearly, if there is a gap of 70 units for every 100 needed, the market is not working. Developers are not bringing those units online because there is not as much profit.
She says in the short term, it's also critical to increase funding for vouchers so the state's lowest paid workers can stay housed in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Nationally, researchers found a shortage of 6.8 million affordable and available rentals for households considered to be extremely low income, which comes at or between the poverty level or 30% of their area median income. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.